Testing, testing. Is this thing working? Oh, hey, it is. Hey there. That's my player, too. I missed the hell out of you, by the way. Well, today it's not usually my usual thing. This is just a pre-recorded statement that you happen to find in the right spot at the right time, because I know that you need to hear this. Well, okay. So today's subject matter is, well, wait, what should I make it on? Wait, I didn't think this through. I just wanted to talk to you. And I know we've been pretty distant, and I wanted to make sure that there was time for us, but, well, if you're listening to this, something probably happened that got in the way with that, and then I'm gonna make it up tenfold when I get the chance to, and, well, what I'm trying to say, player two, is I missed the hell out of you. I miss the hell out of you, and I want more time. More time and passion and all that crazy stuff called love. And I also want you to know that it's okay. Oh, well, you're probably wondering what's okay, right? Well, I want you to know, more than anything else, that you don't have to take bullying on the chin. I know this is probably out of nowhere, but I noticed someone being rude to you, and sometimes it seems like you're just too, you know, you kind of let it happen, and I don't blame you because it's awkward and difficult and all that, but remember that you're a person too, and if you don't consider yourself a person, you should start doing it, because you really do deserve to be, and you are to me, and I know you're a great person. If you weren't, I wouldn't spend every waking moment talking about you, and talking to you, and talking to people about you, and all kinds of things like that. No, I keep my name, your name, out of my mouth. Look, I'm not trying to be awkward here, but the point is, I'm obsessed with you. Shamelessly so. And some people don't get that it's okay to be obsessed with someone you love. And it's okay to want to spend every waking moment. That doesn't make you clingy. You know, some people think that clingy means, like, you just spend all the time with someone, but it's not. And I wanted to say that I'd never get tired of an extra moment with you. And I think the people that accuse others of being clingy probably don't understand love themselves, or maybe have a different identity of love. And I mean, there's no right or wrong way to do it, right? So might as well make your own path. And this probably isn't the best comfort for bullying, but I'm trying. It's not just bullying. It's all the stuff. It's like you gotta make sure that you don't put yourself down for the things you do. I know you're super harsh on yourself and super critical. Trust me, me too. When I fuck up in a game, oh God, I'll get so, like, messed up in the head, and I'll go vroom vroom with the thoughts, and it just goes on, and I'll say, oh wow, I'm a piece of junk. But at the end of the day, I realize that's no way to do it, and, you know, it's not healthy either. You don't have to view yourself as bad because you make a mistake. Mistakes are really important to make. And I know that you've probably heard this from a million different people, but that's exactly why I'm doing it in my own way. Because screw being conventional and screw being like everybody else. That's not who I am, and that's not who I'll ever be, and that's not who I want you to be either. I want you to be you. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but I love the person that you are, and I have a lot of respect for you, and I don't want you to just disappear or change or, I don't know, live a life that you're not happy with. Think about that. You want the best for me, and you saw past my scars and my problems. You comforted me when I was crying and sobbing my eyes out in the back alley of it was like a Applebee's or something. You've been there on my lowest of lows, days when I couldn't even get up and do anything. You were still there telling me how worthwhile I am, so this is my attempt to give that back to you. If I'm worth something, then so are you. Even if I'm broken, even if there's nothing about me that's a redeeming quality, you saw something in me and you stuck with me through all of this. And I'm proud that you did, because it gives me just that little confidence in my mind that I'm actually a good person, that I actually have a good heart. Even if people don't understand me, or even if I don't understand myself, you see something in me, and I see something in you, damn it. And I'm sick of people, or you, or anyone else saying bad things about you. You gotta stop that, and you gotta not let them get to you, because at the end of the day, I know you're a good person. You gave me a chance. You saw past the scary, possibly dangerous, very dangerous, whatever you want to call it, dangerous guy I was. The villainous guy, too. At least I thought I was a villain, and I went a little far with things, and you still accepted me. You know, a lot of people just shunned me. My entire life, I've wanted to do one thing right, and I messed that up, and I didn't think I got a second chance until I found you. You gave me that second chance. You figured things out that I never could have on my own. You helped me to be a person instead of a monster. The monster that I convinced myself that I was, and I don't want you to convince yourself that you're some kind of monster either, and worse, I think you convince yourself you're a worm instead of a monster. At least monsters have fangs. Monsters can cause something to happen, but when you consider yourself a worm, what can you do? You just lock yourself in this predetermined idea of what you should be, and you don't accept what you already are. The beautiful person that I fell in love with, that I'm proud to be in love with, damn proud to be in love with. And if you don't appreciate that, then I'm gonna keep hammering it into your head until it works. Because I don't want you to disappear. And the way I see it, until you understand how good of a person you are and accept that you do good things too, and stop being so damn critical of yourself like I do sometimes, then it won't work out. And I want everything to work out between us. And trust me, honey, it can. I promise. It definitely can. I mean, it already has, but... But the point of all this is that I want you to be kinder to yourself. I don't want you to feel like this is all some stupid rehearsed thing that I did over the phone thinking about you. It's not rehearsed, though it is the other things, and I just left this message because I didn't want to leave you without this. And maybe I still had... I didn't have the courage to say it to your face, and I wanted it to be just as messy as me. Just as flawed as me. I didn't want it to be something that was so, like, every word fits. I wanted it to be messy. I wanted it to be unprofessional. I wanted it to be me. Me on a audio plate, so to speak, I guess. Whatever you want to say. But I want you to love yourself, and I want you to stop being so harsh to the point where you give yourself no credit at all. And I know you do sometimes. You don't have to say that you do it all the time. I know there's occasions when you'll be nice to yourself, but it's just too rare, you know? I guess what I'm trying to say is, I accept you no matter how you are, but that's not to say I won't tell you when I think something you do is nasty to yourself, because you're so kind to other people, but you're never that kind to yourself. At least you have times when you're not. Remember that you're a beautiful, wonderful person, and you saw the good in me, and I can see that good in you. And if you don't believe me, I'll just keep proving it to you. I just haven't thought of how yet, but I'll think of it. I'm a master genius and a master mind. I'm good at these kinds of things. Even if I have to show you a bunch of pro gamer moves and make you smile that way and show you that you can kick someone's ass in a video game or do something cool that you didn't know you could do or find a new hobby. I don't care what it is that I have to do to show you it. I'm gonna do it. You hear me? It's not gonna be some kind of rehearsed bullshit. It's gonna be me doing something with you. And that's why I recorded this, because I knew somehow, some way you were going to put yourself down when you least expect it, and this is going to be here to stare you down audibly, and, well, the point is, you're going to have to listen to this when you start being mean to yourself. Do you understand me? That's an order. It's because you need to hear how good you are. Not bullshit things where I'm trying to say, oh, you can do no wrong, not that kind of bullshit. What I'm trying to say is you're amazing, even if you have your faults. I have my faults too. I mean, hell, I can't hold a controller with five fingers. If I accidentally do, guess what? Oh, boom, boom, the system. And that's why I use wireless ones, by the way. But that's getting off topic, and the point being is, I'm going to be there for you forever. It doesn't matter what happens, or what you do, or what anyone does. I'm going to be there to be the hero to you. Even if I can't be a hero to everyone else, at least I can be a hero to the one person who truly made a difference in my life. You're my hero. And I figure it's my turn to give back to the hero I love so much. I love you with all my heart. And I wish there were other ways for me to say it too. But this recording right here, right now, is just for you. Just waiting for you whenever you need it. It's because I will be there for everything, and maybe this is all just clumsy and stuff like that, but I don't care. Even if it is, because I tried my best. And I'm proud of that, for once. And as long as you try your best, you should be proud too. I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but don't be a dummy. Don't be a dumbass, okay? Don't put yourself down anymore. And we'll get through this together. I promise. And I don't make promises easy. Definitely not ones that I can't keep. And especially not ones of beating tournaments that I place second in. Look, the point is, we're gonna make it through this because you're gonna be able to find that balance of accepting how beautiful you are. Okay? Got it? No questions asked, no take backs. Yep, that's all. You gotta take it now. Well, that's all I really thought of saying. Virtual head pats, because, oh, see, you can kind of hear them, I bet. Yep, there's the head pats. Also, a smooch. I had to. And I can't wait to see you when we see each other next. I'll miss you every second till we get to talk or touch or hug again. I can't wait. And I want you to know it, Player 2. There's no Player 2 that will ever be you. You understand me? You're the one of a kind in my life I always wanted. So thank you. And you better heed these words, damn it. Otherwise, I'll record a bunch more of these and I'll flood your inbox with them. Do you hear me? All right. I love you. And take care now. It won't be long before you hear from me again. Promise.